Good morning. It's Ashley with another Hampton Roads Perspective. And this morning I am here with Dogs Deserve Better to talk about the third annual pup party at Ocean Breeze happening at the water park September 15th. And I am here with a couple of guests this morning, Robin Von Holland, as well as Shaki Boyajin from Dogs Deserve Better. How are you both doing today?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for coming in. So let's talk about this event happening on September 15th, the third annual pup party at Ocean Breeze. Now, of course, the first question I was going to ask was how many years has this been going on? But it's obviously the third year, correct?
Yes, it is.
So how much of the park is going to be open for the dogs to play and swim?
Well, this year we are going to have three pools open. We have Runaway Bay. We have Hook's Lagoon for the smaller dogs, and then the entry to Adventure River will be open for dogs. And all three pools are perfect for four-legged creatures because they have a very, like, slopey into the water. There's
okay.
No stairs or anything. The wave pool, it's one of the coolest things you'll ever see, to see hundreds of dogs in the wave pool. It's amazing. So, yeah, plenty of room for all the dogs to have fun.
Now, is there anything for people who may be interested in attending but don't have a dog or something?
Yes. Actually, this year we're doing a couple things different. We're going to have a DJ this year. We're going to have a lot of contests that involve dogs and people as well. We're going to have some raffles for some great gift baskets. We're going to have food trucks, and actually, just even if you don't have a dog, to come and watch the dogs play is pretty much probably the funnest Sunday you'll have all summer.
It really is the funnest thing ever, just going there and seeing, like, they're all so happy. Like, it's just incredible. Now, what is the cost of the event?
Well, this year we're doing it a little bit differently. It's been in the previous years, it's been one price if you bring a dog and one price if you don't. This year we're doing just one flat rate. If you buy your tickets in advance, they are $15.
Okay.
If you buy them day of, it's $20. And for any season pass holder for Ocean Breeze, it's $5 off of the ticket price, whichever. If you buy it in advance or day of, it's $5 cheaper.
Okay. And as far as bringing dogs, what kind of documentation is required?
We need proof of rabies. And your dog needs to be up to date on all shots. If you go to the Ocean Breeze website, there's a ton of information there, and you can fill out your forms and submit them early. But yeah, we need proof of rabies and shot.
Now, can people pre-register?
Yes. Actually, there's a great link on the Ocean Breeze website. If you just go to Ocean Breeze and go to upcoming events, if you click on September 15th, it'll be right there, and it'll lead you through everything that you need to do. You can print the forms out and email them in.
Okay, super easy.
Yeah, then. Very mm-hmm. easy.
Now, are there any other rules or limitations on how many dogs each family or person can bring?
Yes. Anyone over 18 can bring a dog in, and
okay.
there's only one dog per person.
One dog per person.
One dog per person.
Okay.
We ask that people please do not use retractable leashes. Just get like a regular leash because it's a lot harder to handle with a retractable leash. And obviously bring only dogs, social dogs.
Now for leashes, are they required to be leashed for the entire event?
No. If your dog wants to swim in the pool, you can lead them in up to the human can go in up to their knees, let the dog off, and then the dogs can swim obviously off leash in the pools. We do ask that if you're walking your dog around that you have it on a leash.
Okay. Now, are there any sponsors for this event? And are they going to be on site offering any services?
Yeah, we have so many great sponsors this year. I'm going to go ahead and list them off because I really want people to know about who's supporting this event. This year, a lot of these are actually repeat sponsors, and they all love it and they all have a great time. We've got Joe Fortner Realty this year. We also have Beach Pet Hospital. We have Checkered Flag Audi, Strawbridge Animal Care, Bun Insurance. We've got Pool Scouts this year, as well as Friedman Associates Insurance. We have Diane Johnson, who's a first-year sponsor with us, Small Business Specialist. We also have the Law Office of Ruloff, Swain, Hadid, Moorcock, Talbert, and Woodward this year, and also Kara Erickson, who is a loan officer with Atlantic Bay Mortgage. So those are our sponsors this year, and there's still time if anybody out there wants to be a sponsor. There's still time.
Now, if someone listening right now is interested in becoming a sponsor, how do they go about doing that?
They can actually email me I don't know. Do you want me to say my email address?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, sure. Fine. They can email me at shockey@dogsdeservebetter.org, and that's shockey@dogsdeservebetter.org.
Now, for those who have attended each of the previous years, is there anything incredibly different going on this year?
We're keeping it basically the same just because it's been such a success the two previous years. Like I mentioned before, we are having a little bit more involvement with the crowd, with the DJ, and contests.
Okay.
So those are the main differences.
Now, again, we're talking about the third annual pup party at Ocean Breeze happening on September 15th. If you want to get more information, you can easily go to oceanbreeze.com or z104.com. We have all the information up there as well. Now, a little bit about Dogs Deserve Better, just so our listeners know what group this incredible event is going to benefit. What is the history of Dogs Deserve Better?
Dogs Deserve Better is actually the, we're a rescue that took over Michael Vick's dogfighting property out in Smithfield, Virginia, and we've basically turned it into a rescue. Our mission is to get dogs off of chains and out of pens across the country, get them acclimated to living inside, and get them adopted out into loving forever homes.
So you have this house in Smithfield, and are these dogs just walk around inside like it's their own home?
They have their free time.
Yeah.
we try to keep it a little bit structured as well, but yeah, it's we have a huge freedom field where we take dogs to run. It's basically a good transition from a chain into a home, because we can sort of control what they hear and see. A lot of these dogs have never heard a dishwasher door close.
Oh, they've
never heard a vacuum cleaner. So it's a good way to get them used to those everyday things before they go into a home.
Do you only rescue dogs locally here in Hampton Roads?
No, we actually rescue dogs across the country. We have a lot of partners that help us do that. And if you go to our website, Dogs Deserve Better, there's actually a spot, one of the links on there that is chained and penned dogs. And if you go on there, if you see anything that is of concern to you, the public can shoot us an email and we'll reach out to local animal controls and try to help the situation.
Okay, so if someone were to see a dog that's chained up or something like that, they would go there to contact you guys. And then those are the steps you would take in order to help that dog?
Absolutely. We will work with a concerned citizen, hopefully work with the county or city that the dog is in, to try to get that dog a better living condition.
Now, when someone adopts a dog from you guys, what is the process?
We are, like most other rescues, we have an application process. We do a home visit. All of our dogs come spayed and neutered and up to date on shots. So it's basically like other rescues that have applications filled out and turned in.
How many dogs do you guys have currently where you are?
Smithfield. We've actually taken a few this past week. I believe we are up to about 19 now.
Okay.
Out there.
Is that your average number, 19?
Yeah, we try to keep it 20. in the 20 range.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's a dog here in the studio today, correct?
Yes, there is.
And who is that?
Well, this is Gemma, and we actually have area reps around the country as well. We've got a couple. We have one in Tennessee, two in North Carolina, two in Virginia. Gemma happens to be here with our Eastern Shore rep, Robin Von Hollen. And she is, I wish you guys could see her right now, because she's a tripod and she is just the sweetest thing you've ever seen in your life.
So, Robin, I want to talk a little bit to you about Dogs Deserve Better on the Eastern Shore. So where is it located on the Eastern Shore?
I do it out of my home, and I'm located in Exmoor.
Okay, so if someone were to cross the bridge, how far away is that?
It's probably on the other side of the bridge. It's probably about maybe 45 minutes.
Okay. And what is the mission of Dogs Deserve Better Eastern Shore, Virginia?
Pretty much the same thing as our parent company, you know, of getting dogs off chains and out of pens. And, you know, one of the things that we want to work with over there is help to educate people, help the quality of life of the dogs. And sometimes that even goes into the outreach field as well. And we're very fortunate that we work with our local counties, you know, with the animal control officers, which is phenomenal.
Do you see a lot of chained cases on the Eastern Shore?
Yes, it's everywhere as you look. You know, it's either a dog chained or dog penned, you know, in a pen. Not as many running loose, but you will find, you know, some that are running loose.
What got you involved into working with Dogs Deserve Better?
probably the devastation that I felt like I seen, to where I couldn't even leave out of my driveway, you know, and you're like looking, and everywhere you see, there's a dog in need, some, you know, that needs help. And probably one of the greatest ones was one personally that we took into our home. She was on a chain. She had no shelter, nothing. And snow was literally falling on her body.
Oh, no.
I couldn't get help for her, so I figured the best thing I could do was help her myself.
Yeah.
So that just kind of, you know, made that grow.
So you just brought her into your home?
Well, it took us some work. We did some outreach to the people. Okay. And then after a few weeks, we were able to acquire her.
Okay.
And she come into our home, and now she goes everywhere with my husband.
So how does the Give Them Shelter campaign work?
That is really phenomenal. That is based on donations that the community gives. And if there's a dog in need, dog doesn't have a house, dog needs a new house because its house is, you know, falling down, we will supply them with a brand new house. And the high school, we purchase the material, and the high school builds them for us.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a win-win for the community.
I was just about to say, the community really comes together for that.
Very much so.
Wow. So about the outreach program, can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
That, of course, comes in with the dog houses, but doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, to furnish them a dog house. If we see that there's a need of food, maybe just an extra helping hand, if the dog needs to be spayed or neutered, which, you know, if we have the resources available and the funds, we try to make that happen.
Now, where do Dogs Deserve Better Eastern Shore, Virginia funds come from?
It comes from donations, you know, from the community and from outside of the community, people who believe in our cause and support our cause, and they will, you know, make donations. We survive off the donations.
Yeah.
That's how we can do what we do.
What would you say is one of the greatest challenges?
There are quite a few challenges, but probably one of the greatest ones that we are finding is fosters.
Mm-hmm.
We are having a hard time finding fosters. The more foster base that we have, then
the more dogs you can have,
the larger of the outreach that we can do. Because, you know, just quickly I'll touch on, I do have a bonded pair, you know, that's in with me through rescue, and they were pulled within hours of being euthanized from our local shelter.
Wow.
And it wasn't because they were bad or anything. It was just because of lack of space. We have a small shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And they're awesome dogs, you know. So I, you know, pulled them in through our rescue. So we try to work with the community and work with our local shelter as well.
What would you say is the greatest reward personally to work with Dogs Deserve Better?
You're such a part of a great family. Mm-hmm. It's just such a family unit. We all have the same mission. We have the same goals. And just to be involved with so many compassionate people is just phenomenal.
If someone listening right now wants to help, what is the best thing they could do?
Again, fosters is such a challenge, you know, such a challenge in us finding. Fosters would be great if we could, you know, find fosters so that we could help more dogs. And, you know, if they wanted to donate to our cause, you know, whether it be the Give Them Shelter campaign or just for the outreach that we do, or the in-house dogs, you know, that we vet and take care of, that's in our care.
Well, thank both of you ladies. Thank you so much for coming in today to talk about Dogs Deserve Better and this event happening at Ocean Breeze, the third annual pup party happening September 15th at Ocean Breeze Water Park here in Virginia Beach. You can get all of your information at z104.com. You could text the word breeze to 757-104 to get all of that information sent to your phone. Now, one thing I always like to do at the end of my interviews is ask, Is there anything else that you would like to leave with Hampton Roads today?
We would just like to thank the community and Z104 for helping us with this event. I can't believe it's been 3 years running and how well it's gone. And I would encourage everyone to please come out, support our rescue. And if you're looking for a new four-legged family member, please adopt. That would be my message.
Well, thank you again for coming in today.
Thank you.